Hello everyone, welcome again to the Living Letter Ministries radio broadcast. Like always, God is good and he is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. And I thank God that he is. I'm glad he's moving by the Holy Spirit. I thank God for all the men and women out there who love his word. You know, you've been seeking God for years and learning things here and there, just like Isaiah talked about, here a little and there a little, precept upon precept, here a little and there a little. And you know, you feel you're learning things that can be a blessing to people, and you're really trying to reach people and help them understand the word, and people don't understand your intentions. You know, that's dreadful, isn't it? I mean, you really want to help people know the joy that you found out about. And they think you're trying to get over on them some kind of way. Well, I want to say something. God see your works. And to be honest with you, a lot of people knew your intentions. And they knew that you cared about them. And then they found out you was right. And people don't always, your friends that you, when you seek the Lord and you give people advice, sometimes it seems like they're not listening. But I'm going to tell you something. People, Jesus said that the fields are white. They're ready to be reaped. Sometimes you make a difference in people's lives and they don't come back and tell you how you helped them. But there are those who feel like, well, they make you feel like you're getting on their nerves. But God is faithful. If you planted a seed in a person, they don't always tell you how you helped them. It may take a decade. You may not even be around them anymore. And then next thing you know, you find out they got saved. And this happened to a cousin of mine. He, in high school, he kept telling people about Jesus. Now he was very wise in those days. He said he went to the army, he came back, and many people that he met have went on to follow God. And it made a big difference. He didn't know that God was using him like that. See, when you love people, they know it. And your words, they make a difference. People don't always reveal to you how you bless them. But in this day and time, people don't always understand your intentions. But if they're around you long enough, they will. The Lord said, if you love people, they'll respect you. If you're holy, and now what he means by holy is if you live a pure life, they'll trust you. And if you're wise, you will hold their attention. Because anytime you live according to God's word, you're giving people an example just like light. When the sun comes up, you can see what's in your yard. You can see what's all over the earth in the daytime. But at nighttime, it's not a good idea to run as fast as you can through a field. You might run into a tree. You might run into a fence. You might break your leg in a hole in the ground. But when the light is on, you see. Well, it's the same thing. When people love God's word, it gives people example. And this is something that the devil can't stop. The times when you can't preach the word and say what's on your heart, you got to work you're at work, you can't talk to your friends, but your everyday countenance, your everyday lifestyle, the things you say, And also the things you don't do speaks volumes to people. And the Lord has been using that for those that he want to rescue. See, the reason he said that the fields are white, it's just like wheat. When wheat's are ready to pick, it has a white kernel on it. Same thing with barley. You can see the fruit in it. Or cotton. Cotton turns white too when it's ready to be picked. But in that region of the world, they were talking about barley and wheat more than anything else. That was their main crops. And so they had, when the fields were ripe, you'd see the white berries in the wheat, or, you know. Now tares have black berries in them. They look like wheat, but the berries are black. I don't know much about wheat and tare. I just know what I've, you know, a few things I've learned about them. I'm not an expert. I'm not a farmer. But I was taught by people that are. Now, the Lord, he's always working. I always tell people that he's moving by his spirit. And since 2017, actually 2016, he's been talking about his imminent return. And so that's why I do that. The Lord is about to return. It's not going to be a long time from now. He said, tell my people my return is imminent. Be ready that they be not left. But I want to point some things out. Those that have ears to hear, they are hearing. And the Lord is saving people that are sincere. And he's raising up people that are sincere to do his works. People who have stopped being sincere, he can't use them like he wants to. So when you seek after the Lord and you want people to know him, all you have to do is pay attention to the Lord and keep doing what you're doing. But pay more attention to the Lord and let him use you. Don't focus on the negative. Don't focus on those who talk about you. Some of the people who have talked about you and was a nuisance because you tried to help them, they didn't take it the right way. Some of them are going to be saved. Because people are not stupid. They can detect something about people that love God. And people that's in their right mind, they want it. Now, I had a cousin when his dad died. His dad had cancer, knew he was going to die. And my dad did his funeral. I didn't know. I didn't go to the funeral. I don't know where I was when they had the funeral. You know, I was grown and I just didn't go to the funeral. But my cousin told me what my dad has taught, what he said. He said when a man know that he's going to die, he has chance to get it right with God. He said a man can die between the stirrup and the ground, and they don't have a chance to get right with God. Now, let me explain something about a stirrup. I'm talking about the stirrup on a horse. If you know anything about horses, the stirrup is what you put your foot in when you climb on the horse, because horses are so tall. All right, if you get shot by an arrow, like the old cowboy whistles, or shot with a gun, you're on the horse, you're falling off the horse. You can be dead before you hit the ground. He said a man can die between the stirrup and the ground. But when a man know that he's about to die, now fear sets in. He don't know what to expect. But this is something that will speak volumes. His memory of those who love God sincerely. If he had enough people around him that love God sincerely, they would have told him that Jesus loved him. Now, when you think you're going to live forever and you doubt whether you'll do right or not, but when you hear that God have mercy on people and God care about people, you start thinking. And some people are wise enough to start praying, even though, because they know they're not getting off that bed. And that then my cousin, he was so grateful that he followed God too. And he loves God. So This is why I'm saying this. He's a preacher too. And he came to the Lord, if I remember right, he came to the Lord because of what my dad said. And it comforted him about his own dad. Now, the Lord don't stop love. He's not interested in what you've done. He's interested in saving your soul. If you want it saved, if you can be sincere, the Ethiopian that Philip baptized, he asked Philip, "What does hinder me from being baptized?" And Philip said, "You can be baptized if you're sincere." See, salvation, I can beg people to get saved. I can plead with people to get saved. But you got to be sincere. It will not work if you're not sincere. If you don't use your faith, if you don't believe that God, that Jesus saved you, and you don't humble yourself and, "Lord, you know, please save me through your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ." If you're not sincere about it, it won't work. But if you're sincere about it, if you believe from the heart, now God can work with you. That's why people that have done evil and they rape children, they're in jail, they don't kill people, the Lord is still interested in saving their soul. And that makes people mad because their loved one got hurt. But the Lord, if the Lord will save a man that done all these heinous deeds, he's motivated to save people that didn't do those heinous deeds. Because that soul, if he go to hell, it's game over for him. All he gonna know is pain. He'll never enjoy time again. And the worst part about going to hell is you're disconnected from God. And people don't know how bad that is. You're in a place where God is not. It's not just the fire, the worms, the beast, the demons that torture you. You have no hope, and God is not there. See, when you believe on Jesus Christ sincerely, you sense his presence. You know for a fact that he's here, and you're not alone. While people that never believed on him, they don't know what that feels like. Even if that, my parents were pastors, I didn't know until I believed on Jesus myself. See, the Lord's going to return. And he can't take sin to heaven. He put a lot of effort into cleaning us up through the blood of Jesus. He made a way for everybody to believe on Jesus and go to heaven. And what you don't know, he'll teach you when you get there. And also, he put people here to help you learn. You don't have to go to heaven to learn who he is. He'll teach you himself by the Holy Spirit. And he raised up people to help you learn, to coach you. Just like I like Alabama football. Many people love Auburn football. But see, a team comes together under their good coaches. It's not just the coach. It's how they hear their coach. And God raised up people to be a good coach. There are good pastors out there that will pastor you. And you'll grow up and you'll be pastoring people. Or helping people learn. Now these broadcasts are on newlivingletters.com. newlivingletters.com. Everything's free. And I thank God for that. And you know, a winning team, they put forth effort. They do what their coach say do. And they use the talents God gave them in the structure of the teamwork. Now how much more should the church, the people of God, the coaches that God give us, all the pastors that have been a blessing to me, I'm standing on their shoulders. I couldn't do what I'm doing now if it wasn't for them. You know, that's how it works. One scripture said, prophets don't live forever. We die just like everybody else. So you have to be faithful with the time you've got. And you have to give your attention. The best thing a man can give God is his attention. If you give God your attention, he will use it and bless it. You will not regret giving God your attention. Now the devil will say, well, you know, you listen to God, he gonna take the fun out of your life. He lied to you. I haven't been bored since I believed on Jesus. There's not one moment in time I remember where I was bored since I met Jesus in 1983. I'm almost 20 years old. I asked the Lord to save me. I was about to ask the Lord to save me. And Satan said, if you get saved, you're going to be bored. I said, I don't care. This is the right thing to do. I really thought I was going to be bored. I ain't been bored yet. And I'm going on eternity. When I go to heaven, I haven't been bored since, 30-something years ago. I'm not going to be bored. I got the Lord. When I go to sleep, sometimes I just pray and ask the Lord my questions and listen to him. And everybody can do, this is what Jesus paid for. Now, since I said that, I want to say this. The Lord will talk to you. Sometimes in the presence of the Lord, people just collapse. They just can't take his presence. They just fall out, which is good. But see, when you study his word, when you receive his word in your heart, it strengthens you, and you can learn in his presence too, instead of just falling out. The Lord, I was telling a friend just today how every time I used to go in his presence, through worship and praise, I just fall out. I couldn't even remember to ask the Lord my questions. But he told me to read 5 chapters in the morning, 5 chapters in the middle of the day, and 5 chapters at night. And I read 15 chapters every day. And after about 3 months, one day I was worshiping the Lord, and I didn't fall out. I was able to ask questions. The word gave me stamina. The word helped me to remember to ask his questions. See, God can relate to his word because his word is the knowledge of love, and that's the language of God. He loves us. When you love God sincerely, now he will talk to you. When you learn who he is for yourself, he will relay his word to you. He loves you very much. And he loves everybody. So you don't need people to love you. You're saying, Lord, how can I love people that don't even like me? And the Lord will give you that kind of wisdom. Because God is love. He loves us so much. We are unlimited in him. See, we're not alone anymore. One day, Jesus' disciples went to get some bread. They went to the store to get bread, and they came back. And they asked Jesus, what did you eat? We brought you something to eat. He said, my meat is to do the Father's will. In other words, my food, my greatest desire is to do the Father's will. And one time, he knew the people were not sincere. He said, if you don't eat my... Now, he had fed them. He fed 5,000 men and their families with 2 loaves of bread and 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. All right. So when they took up baskets of food that was left over from a little boy's lunch. Jesus did his miracle. And they tried to make a king out of him. They had become insincere. And he had mercy on them. He taught them. He fed them. But they didn't follow him for the teaching. They weren't sincere in their heart. They followed him for the fish and the loaves. And they had in their mind to make a king out of him. So Jesus, he knew their evil intentions. And he said, if you don't eat my flesh and drink my blood, you have nothing to do with me. And that statement was too heavy for them. And they left. He looked to his disciples and said, will you leave also? No, we don't have anywhere to go. And the Lord acknowledged that he's not alone. He was with the Father all alone. When you have a relationship with the Lord, there's nothing you need from anybody out there. Whatever they do that's good and favorable, it's just a bonus. when we stand, you don't need people. You know, sometimes preachers, they try to please other pastor preachers. You know, a young preacher may try to please older preachers so that they'll have a chance to preach. But you don't need anything from anyone when you got the Lord in you. You can minister to people wherever you are. You don't need a church to preach. That's just a convenient way to preach. But the real ministry is the way you live. If people don't want, if they get jealous of you and don't want you to preach, God got somewhere for you to preach. Ask the Lord to open the door so you can be a blessing to people. That's all you have to. You don't need a nothing. There's, don't let the enemy cause you to feel like you need people to do something so that you can do God's will. You don't need them. You need to be focused on the Lord. If you give God your attention, He will cause you to do what's necessary, wherever He needs you. But you got to pay attention. You got to learn His ways. You got to learn to love people. You got to learn to love the unlovable. No matter what. And the Lord will move in your life. He loves you. He cares about you. Everything that He does works. And He wants you to know Him. He wants you to know who He is for yourself. Not just somebody you read about. Not just the God that somebody told you about. He wants to be the God that's moving in your life. Because He loves His people. And everybody that has ears to hear. And those that have been working in the field of the Lord. Seeking to be a blessing to people. And it looked like it's not working. I'm here to tell you, it's working. And it's working better than you can realize. Because God don't waste good. And if God wake you up and have you praying for people, or He give you something to say to somebody, always be obedient. Because God is helping you win souls and be a blessing to people who need you. Instead of putting your greatest effort in trying to win people that don't want to know, just live the life of God. And the Lord will open doors for you to minister to those that have ears to hear. Every sincere life is obvious. And everybody who is sincere, they win souls. Jesus didn't say, make your light shine. He didn't say, make sure your light shine. He said, let your light shine. When you let your light shine, it shines. When you just operate, it's your natural way to love God. You love God, you love man. It gets attention. And there are people who are blessed by those who operate according to God's love. It doesn't get any simpler than that. So, and when you abide in Him and He abide in you, you're going to bear much fruit. Now, you can't bear fruit without Him. That's why I say focus on Him. That's who you need. You don't need other people to do stuff. You don't need people to give you money. You don't need people to invite you so you can preach. You need to pay attention to the Lord and do what He give you to do. And have courage. Have faith in all that God will give you. Have faith in His word. Have faith in what people, in the words that you've received from others. See, God loves His people, and His return is imminent. He's been working in His field. He's been saving people. And people don't always tell you how you've been a blessing. I know this for a fact, because I was blessed by people and didn't get to tell them. You know, they were around me, and I saw their ways, how they lived. Most people if I see them, I'll tell them how the things they used to tell me every day, how it affected my life. I didn't get a chance to tell many people how the things that they have done helped me out. But see, when you go through your life and that's your pattern. That you've been a blessing to people more than you realize. But look to the Lord, because His return is imminent. Imminent means any moment now. Not just soon, but any moment. And see, the Lord is, He's always doing a work, and He's hiding it from proud people. See, you know, it kind of tickles me. People that are proud, they don't know what the Lord is doing, because the Lord won't tell them. But people that He talked to, they know what time it is. Now, I happen to be out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.